Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoques, and we're here today with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist local to us here in Cookeville, Tennessee. How are you today, Sonia?
I'm doing great.
Well, thank you, first and foremost, for being here.
Yes.
It's awesome to have different modalities on the show, and acupuncture is something that is very near and dear to my heart.
Awesome.
I've had some really good experiences with it. But let's talk a little bit about how you got here.
Well, let me start with why I decided to become an acupuncturist. My mother actually has fibromyalgia and lupus and Raynaud's disease. Ooh. And so she was struggling with that. And I had, in my undergrad, I had studied kinesiology at the Penn State University. And I was kind of floating around trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, because athletic training was not exactly what I thought I really wanted to do.
It wasn't cutting it for you.
It wasn't cutting it.
Yeah.
It wasn't cutting it at all. So I'm watching my mother struggle with this disease, and she went to see her chiropractor, and he had an acupuncturist working in his office, and she got treated, and she was without pain for a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I have to look into this, and I did, and I decided to go to the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine in San Diego. So I started my journey there, and I got a little homesick. So so after a year, we moved back to North Carolina, because that's where my parents were. And they're in Asheville at the Taoist Traditions College of Chinese Medical Arts, under the tutelage of Jeffrey Yuen.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing practitioner, 88th generation Taoist priest, and it was an amazing experience. I learned a lot from all of the instructors there, and it was one of the best times of my life, really.
So. Wow. That is quite an education. Goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and Asheville is beautiful.
Asheville's amazing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is a wonderful
place. I miss
place.
It. I do miss it.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do. Well, and as far as, so that's kind of where the educational aspect mm-hmm. came from. You know, yeah. I mean, professionally deciding that you want to turn people into pincushions is,
yeah.
it's got to be a weird decision to make.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Also kind of fun.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
You know, as far as like your education and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
you know, what were some of the most interesting topics you touched on? I mean, you got into this to help your mother with certain specific diseases, but mm-hmm. you know, how much more did that open up for you when you realized all the things acupuncture can touch?
Yeah, so I remember when I decided to go to Taoist Traditions in Asheville, one of the questions they said, "Why do you love this medicine?" And I said, "Because you can do anything with it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, it's so open. It's not just, you know, I have a pain, can you fix it? It's, you know, I'm dealing with emotional issues. I'm, you know, I've been struggling with depression, you know, anything.
Yeah.
It can touch anything. And it's just the versatility of the medicine is why I love it so much.
Right.
So.
Anything in particular that's your favorite?
Let's see. Well, I love how it gets you to be able to relax. We're so wound up in this society, and we're always on the go, and we're stressed out people. So I love that it's able to just like almost instantly just chill you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that's one of my most favorite things. So
yeah, I can definitely understand how that's valuable. Is there like a magic spot for kids?
For kids.
Can you turn them down?
Turn them down a little bit.
Yeah, turn them down a little
bit.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's that kind of magic to
Would
it.
Would that actually
but,
be ethical? That's probably not something we should talk about. All right, well, moving on. For those of you who are just joining in, we're talking today with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist right here local to us in Cookeville, Tennessee. So after, you know, training under that kind of tutelage, which obviously had to be a huge honor, how did you circle back around to Cookeville, Tennessee? Or maybe not back around, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so it kind of came up out of nowhere, really. We were living outside of the Charlotte area, after I finished school. And so my parents decided that they wanted to move to a more rural area. And, cause where we were living was just, it was just too crowded and things like that. And, kind of stressful. And so they started looking, and, Tennessee just kind of came up out of nowhere. And my mom was like, I don't want to move to Tennessee, but like, you know, we're very spiritual people. And so she was just like, she was asking for guidance, and Tennessee just kept coming up, and she was like, okay, so maybe this is the direction we should go. And so she looked into it, and they found a nice, home in Monterey. And I started looking at it too. And I'm like, you know what? I think we should go. Of course, my husband was not so keen on it, but, cause he loves the city life, but it's been great being here. This area is so beautiful. It really is.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying it.
Good to hear. So hopefully you'll be here for quite some time then.
I think this is our forever home. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful area. And besides that, you can't beat the waterfalls and all the state parks and all of the outdoor stuff.
It's kind of just like perfectly located. You know, it's not too far from this, not too far from Knoxville, Nashville, Virginia.
If you really want city, it's right there.
Right. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So with going into acupuncture, you know, you said that you had started off in something different with kinesiology.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was certified athletic trainer. Yeah.
So as far as all of the other things that you have done, you know, where, I mean, your education obviously ended you up in acupuncture, but what were you into prior to that?
So, when I went into my undergrad studies, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just knew I wanted to help people. That's always been something that's been on my heart, is to help people. And I was a big sports junkie. So I thought, why not put these two things together and become an athletic trainer? It just kind of seemed natural at that point in time. And as I was going along, I was like, this could be good. And then I was noticing how broken the system was, the healthcare system, as far as dealing with athletes and things like that. And I just wasn't liking what I was seeing. And of course, I got to my senior year and it was kind of like too late. So I graduated and, you know, I did a few, sports camps working with NFL players and kids, and stuff like that. And I did enjoy that aspect of it, a lot, working with kids, but it just wasn't fulfilling my heart. It just wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
So, I knew that I needed to do something else to, you know, that I would enjoy going to every day and just feel like I was really helping.
You're really contributing.
Yes.
You know, what that sounds a lot like when I first started getting into health and wellness, I started off as a personal trainer, and it amazed me at how limiting it was. Like, I can show someone how to work out, but legally I'm not allowed to talk to them about food. I'm not allowed to talk to them about, you know, the health of the relationships in their life, about their job, about stress levels, I'm not legally allowed to touch on anything else, you know, which is a big part of why I went into health coaching. It's because now I can have my fingers in all the pies,
right?
You know, and it's a very big difference when you can actually treat a person holistically.
Yes.
When you're looking at them as one whole entire organism instead of just, you know, okay, well, I just look at muscle structure, or I just look at nerve endings, or I just look at, it's a very different way of treating people. And that is the beauty of acupuncture.
Yes.
Is that you can have your hands in all the pies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
So for those of you who are just joining us, we're here today talking with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist right here local to us in Cookeville, Tennessee. So as far as starting out with a practice of this nature, I mean, I can imagine that, you know, needles are a big fear for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, most people are more apt to go to a tattoo artist than they are to a...
Right.
Which is crazy because the needles are so much smaller in acupuncture.
They totally are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. So if you've had a tattoo, people, you can totally get acupuncture. Yes. You're going to be fine.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Unless you're seriously a baby. But don't be afraid. You'll be fine. I've had both. It's cool.
Yeah.
Where did you start with that?
So, I guess So I'll start with while I was in school, because I had never actually had acupuncture before I went to school for acupuncture.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? So so the first few weeks of school, I kind of became an acupuncture junkie. I had it like a couple times a week, 3-4 times a week. Because
that's a thing?
Okay. It was amazing.
Acupuncture junkie. All right.
Yeah.
Needles are involved, so I guess it makes sense.
I guess you could say that. But but I was just absorbing all of it and how amazing it was and how awesome I felt. And so, you know, it was super cheap for students to go get acupuncture at the student clinic. So I was there all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I was amazed at how different it was from, say, a hypodermic needle. I mean, you could fit, you know, like 50 acupuncture needles in a hypodermic needle.
Yeah.
So I love that it's not, you know, crazy invasive. It's just, it's just relaxing. Like, you might feel a prick. You might feel nothing at all. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit more about what you like to do with needles, which sounds weird to say if you don't know the topic, but we'll be right back after this talking with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist right here in Cookeville, Tennessee.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here today talking with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist right here local to Cookeville, Tennessee. So getting into a little bit about, you know, your practice and what you do, what are some of the biggest fears people have come up with? Because, you know, a lot of times these things are built up in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not really valid, but you don't really know that until you get there.
Right.
Yeah. So what are some of the biggest reasons you've heard someone just does not want to do acupuncture?
Well, the main thing is the needles. And so so immediately I say, you know, you've gotten shots before, right? You know, you get your vaccinations regularly. And I'm sure that's usually an answer is yes. Yes. Well, that needle compared to the needle I use doesn't even compare. I said, take a strand of hair. That's about the size of the needle that I'm going to be using on you. That's, you know, and so then people are like, oh, okay, that's not so bad then, you know, and you've gotten a tattoo before. Yeah. Not even close. So you're definitely not going to feel what you feel with a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. So
that's like one of the biggest things is the needles themselves. The other thing is, they're concerned, that it's kind of like voodoo. And so to quell their fears is that, you know, this is a science-based medicine as much as people don't want to admit that it is, thankfully the World Health Organization has just, you know, identified acupuncture as one of, you know, science-based modalities to be using for people with pain and all a whole host of different things, right? So this is a science evidence-based medicine. And so this is not anything kind of woo-woo or esoteric or anything like that. So it's quantifiable.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and in trying to get people, because, you know, there are certain clients I've had that I've wanted them to go to an acupuncturist because I know it will help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when they're like, well, you know, I don't do, you know, weird things like that. I'm like, okay, your computer functions based on electricity. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So do you understand how Bluetooth works, or is that voodoo as well?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you break it down into understanding that electrical signals are electrical signals, they travel along channels. The channels they travel along in your body are your nerve endings.
Exactly.
The nerve endings are where your acupuncture points that the person is going to be stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's basic, like A plus B gets you to C.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
Exactly.
And it is based on science.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very quantifiable science. You are correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But and as far as, you know, different ways and methods that you can use. Mm-hmm. Do you treat children, just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah. 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 Kids love acupuncture. From the time my little ones were babies, really, they got acupuncture. Just an example, my daughter was like 1 year old at the time, and she was having, I think she had thrush. I think that's what it was. Yeah. And so I took her to, I was in school at the time. Yeah, I had two kids while in school. crazy.
Super fun.
Oh, a lot of fun. But I took her to the student clinic, and it was great watching her, because I didn't want to be the first one to stick her with the needle. So I just wanted somebody else to do it first. But she didn't make a sound. Mm-hmm. Didn't make a sound at all. She just, a couple needles, and then we got an herbal formula, and it was gone within a day.
Wow.
So
that's very, very fast.
Wonderful thing about kids and acupuncture and Chinese medicine in general is that they react very quickly. You notice that just in their everyday lives, kids react very quickly to things. They absorb things, you know, very quickly. And so that's the great thing about this medicine and children, especially if something comes on very quickly. Chinese medicine and acupuncture can clear it up pretty quickly.
And with adults, when you're working with adults, what is one of your favorite things to treat? Because I know that everyone in every profession kind of has their niche.
Yeah.
Like what is your thing?
I think I've kind of fallen into this, and it's become fun, is treating infertility, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so far, I think I have 100% success rate with treating infertility. It's just kind of something I fell into because there have been so many families struggling to have, you know, expand their families, and then just having troubles having kids. And it's been a lot of fun just being a part of that process and, you know, watching them have their babies and stuff. So
that's got to be really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of course, just to make sure that no one misconstrues that, it does depend on, you know, the reason for the infertility
yes.
and things of that. I mean, obviously,
sure,
if you've had
sure.
a hysterectomy, this is not going to work.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, making sure everyone's covered here. Yeah. Okay. For those of you just joining us, we're here today talking with Sonia Newman, licensed acupuncturist local to us here in Cookeville, Tennessee. So infertility is a pretty big topic.
Like, yeah.
What are... You know, there are so many different reasons why you can have fertility issues. I mean, it can range from nerve ending damage. It can be hormonal issues. Mm-hmm. It can be. And
sure.
really with acupuncture, my question would be, are you bringing things back into balance, or?
I think that's the main thing with acupuncture and anything. Because people always ask the question, you know, well, what can it treat? Can it treat this? Can it treat that? Can it treat this? Yes, is the answer. Because what acupuncture does is that it brings things back. It brings your body back into balance. It brings it back to the state where it was supposed to be in the first place, the way it's supposed to function. You know, we're supposed to be able to go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning without interruption. That's how our bodies were made. You know, we were made to have babies. And, you know, carry them to full term and all of those things. Our bodies were made that way. And so when there is some kind of malfunction in our system, you know, acupuncture basically just seeks to reconnect those things that are out of balance.
Okay.
Yeah. So that the body can function the way it was supposed to in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, is as far as addressing what it is that brought the body out of balance mm-hmm. in the first place, is that something that you address yeah, with clients as well?
That's definitely something we definitely take a look at. there are multiple ways that our bodies can get out of balance. I'm actually going to be speaking at a conference in Rome next week, the 20th. Yes. My topic is, how our body, is always in this cyclical balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
From morning to night, our bodies are going through, our circadian rhythms and, you know, how our energy flows through our bodies throughout the day. And if there is a emotional imbalance, or if we're not getting the right sleep, if we're not taking in the proper nutrition, all of these things are going to start to throw off our balance, the balance mm-hmm. in our body. And so, so we take a look at what caused the imbalance in the first place.
Right.
And so in order to make sure that this doesn't continue to reoccur, we have to address the root cause of the problem, whether that's an emotional trauma or if it's your nutrition or just your habits in general.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's something that's really imperative because, you know, in this day and age, a lot of times, you know, you go to the doctor because of a specific complaint.
Right.
But the reason for the complaint is not addressed.
Yes.
All that's addressed is the symptom.
Yes.
So you're constantly band-aiding things mm-hmm. and then you get to a certain point where all of a sudden you realize you wake up one day and you're on 15 different medications.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a cascade effect mm-hmm. that happens. That's very, very scary because the majority of the medications that are actually sold in this day and age that are on the top 10 list, you can actually daisy chain by side effect alone.
Yep.
Which is pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you're not on medication because there's something actually wrong with your body. You're on medication because your toxicity level is so high that you're out of balance.
Yes.
And, you know, getting all the way back to the initial problem and figuring out how to remedy that with some kind of natural remedy that has no side effect will basically negate everything else that came after it.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's something I talk to my clients about because, like, you know, you cannot fault a doctor for what they do, were not educated on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were educated for medication, which is necessary and it's important.
Yes, it is.
And it's something that saves a lot of lives.
Yes.
And it's a great and wonderful thing
mm-hmm.
when it's used correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah. The same way natural medicine and acupuncture and chiropractic, you know, these are all wonderful things when they're used correctly.
Yes.
Yeah. And they should work together.
Exactly.
You know, that's something that, you know, I mean, as a health coach, I've talked to a lot of clients, doctors. About, you know, this is what we're doing and this is what we're going to do. What do you think? And surprisingly, they've been very, very open, which is a wonderful
Good.
Thing to see.
That's great.
But yeah, and as an acupuncturist, I'm sure, I mean, you deal with a lot of probably way heavier medical issues than I deal with, especially if you're dealing with infertility. That's one I don't tackle. but yeah, it's really wonderful to hear though that you've had such great success with it. So as far as people wanting to make an appointment with you, do you have a website? Do you have contact info? Do you have Facebook? Do you have
I do. I have all those things.
Give me all your digits.
I have. So the name of my practice is White Tiger Holistic Acupuncture. My phone number is 931-246-9464. And you can find White Tiger Holistic Acupuncture on Facebook and Twitter. And then my website is acu, that's A-C-U, whitetiger.wixsite.com/WTW acupuncture.
All right. So now that our listeners have a way to get a hold of you, and you said that the location that you're at in Rickman is?
It's at Healed by His Grace Massage.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. On Rickman Road.
Mm-hmm. On Rickman Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today and talking to us about all the wonderful things you do.
it's been great being here. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for educating yourself to poke people with things. It's great.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. And thank you for listening. And thank you for joining us for Local Matters.